John Dunbar is the mayor of Yountville. Also, he is on the board and of the Pathway Home in Yountville. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Nice to talk to you, although it's for kind of a sad reason. A lot of us feel sad about the decision to, after 4 months after the deadly shooting in Yountville, to close the Pathway Home permanently, the Residential Treatment Center for Combat Veterans. It must have been sad for you, too.
It's been really difficult, as you can imagine, not only for those of us in the immediate Pathway Home family, but the Napa Valley really embraced the Pathway Home program and our service to our military veterans. And so it is very disappointing that we're not able to move forward in our previous format. But we're excited about continuing the mission that our friends and colleagues committed their lives to. And so we're going to continue moving forward, supporting the veterans that need our help.
So is it just the residential program at Pathway that's going away, John?
The program itself is not going to exist in its former self, I'll say. Part of the reason, there are some practical reasons. Our certification as a nonprofit relies heavily on the facility itself at the California Veterans Home here in Yountville. As you can imagine, it would be very difficult, if not impossible, for us to go back into that building, given the tragic events in March. So we have shifted our focus on supporting other programs, both local nonprofits as well as VA programs, to continue the mission. That we feel like that's the most effective and best way for us to move forward.
Will that particular place where the deaths occurred, the shooting took place, there was almost immediately talk about that particular location being razed and reemerging as some kind of memorial. Where do you stand with that?
That's really up to the state of California. Uh-huh. It is a state facility. And so we have had a great partnership with the Department of Veterans Affairs, with whom we have leased that building. They have various needs on that campus to continue serving the resident veterans that have been on that property. So I'm not sure what the future holds for that building itself. I just know that Pathway Home is going to be shifting our focus away from the residential care program, and so it'll be up to CalVet to determine what to do on that site.
And clearly, John, the entire country was very interested in what was happening in Yountville. I'm wondering if after the events of 4 months ago, whether you saw more money, more interest, more donations coming in as a result of more people knowing about what you were trying to do there.
Well, that's one of the few positives, if we can even find any positives out of that tragedy. But yes, we received an outpouring of support, emotional support, as well as financial support. And that's allowed us to raise over $100,000 that we just last week split and offered to the three families of our colleagues and friends that were lost. So it's a very small token, understandably, but it does support them in their greatest time of need. But it also reminds us how many people were touched, as you mentioned, around the country by the tragedy, but also by the need to continue providing mental health services to our combat veterans.
Absolutely. And that's something that continually needs to be raised and remembered throughout the country, that's for sure. And I guess I want to ask you, John, how everybody's doing over there at the veterans' home 4 months later.
It still weighs heavily on all of us, frankly. The Napa Valley community, in particular, the Yountville community, since this is our home base, we were all really devastated personally as well as an organization, because we had been able to serve several hundred veterans and their families to provide the care they need to just reintegrate back into a level of normal life after combat. And to not be able to continue that mission was, you know, very difficult. It was a hard decision for us to make, but we feel now that we can be more supportive of the veteran community by helping the other programs that are in place. So the community still feels the pain and the loss of our friends and colleagues, but we owe it to them. They sacrificed their lives for our veterans, and we owe it to them to continue that mission.
Well, that's quite the legacy. I think their family members certainly would agree with that. John, thank you so much for being with us this morning, and continued, let's say, good luck to everyone involved in those continuing efforts to help veterans in Yountville. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
That is the mayor of Yountville, John Dunbar, talking about the closure of the residential home, the Pathway Home, at the Veterans Center there.